Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy August 28th, 828. Reminds me of Romans 828. We are reading in Deuteronomy chapter 23 in the World English Bible, and it says this: "He who is emasculated by crushing or cutting shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly. A person born of a forbidden union shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly. Even to the 10th generation shall one of his enter into Yahweh's assembly. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into Yahweh's assembly. Even to the 10th generation shall no one belonging to them enter into God's assembly forever. Because they didn't meet you with bread and with water on the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam, the son of Beor, from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, your God wouldn't listen to Balaam, but Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing to you because Yahweh your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you lived as a foreigner in his land. The children of the third generation who are born to them may enter into God's assembly. When you go out and camp against your enemies, then you shall keep yourselves from every evil thing. If there is among you any man who is not clean by reason of that which happens to him by night, then he shall go outside the camp. He shall not come within the camp, but it shall be when evening comes, he shall bathe himself in water. When the sun is down, he shall come within the camp. You shall have a place also outside of the camp where you go relieve yourself. You shall have a trowel among your weapons. It shall be when you relieve yourself, you shall dig with it and turn back and cover your excrement. For your God walks in the middle of your camp to deliver you and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore, your camp shall be holy, that he may not see an unclean thing in you and turn away from you. You shall not deliver to his master a servant who has escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you among you in the place which he shall choose within one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no prostitute of the daughters of Israel, neither shall there be a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute or the wages of a male prostitute into the house of Yahweh your God for any vow, for both of these are an abomination to Yahweh your God. You shall not lend on interest to your brother, interest of money, interest of food, interest of anything that's lent on interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but you shall not charge your brother interest, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to in the land where you go in to possess it. When you make a vow to God, you shall not be slack to pay it, for your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you refrain from making a vow, it shall be no sin in you. You shall observe and do that which has gone out of your lips. Whatever you have vowed to Yahweh your God as a freewill offering which you have promised with your mouth, you must do. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat your fill of grapes at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your container. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, then you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not use a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this last part reminds me of strawberry picking with my grandmother in Ohio, and how so many of those strawberries ended up in my mouth, and how so few of them ended up in the little bucket things. In other words, we can glean, but we don't want to take things from our neighbor in a harvesty way. But in this case, for the strawberries, we did pay for them. So that did happen. But I wonder how many entered into my belly that were not paid for versus what was in the little bucket. Lord, I digress. But in light of that, Lord, help us to not oppress or take from others today. Lord, we want to be people who not only bless others, but we want to bless you with what we say. We want our yes to be yes and our no to be no. And if we make a vow, to fulfill it, if we make a promise, to fulfill it, Lord, as best as we can. And of course, we know circumstances can be difficult, we're still called to say the truth and to live the truth and walk in the truth. Lord, thank you also just for the cleanliness of this passage, of how I can just see how a lot of these rules are helpful for someone in that time period not to get dysentery and other things by burying their excrement. Lord, you were looking out for the nation in so many different ways, and you were governing them in so many beautiful ways. So Lord, I just thank you for that. And Lord, I love you and I am grateful for you. And I pray for my friend listening today that you would bring peace to a situation that has been full of acrimony. I pray that instead there would be peace. Bring it, bring your shalom in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just pray that today is a day that you do walk in that place of peace.